On today's show, Season 3, Episode 6, Be Humble. On this show, I will jump back into one of the pillars or treasures of Taoism, humility. I will read from Chapters 7 and 8 of the Tao Te Ching, and then provide some commentary. Then we'll have a short break and come back and I'll talk more personally. Coming up on your favorite podcast show, Cup of Tao, starting right now. You're listening to Cup of Tao with your host, Chris L. McClish. Chris is a man with many roles, many journeys, and one spirit. Hello, listeners. How are you doing today? As always, I appreciate you spending some of your valuable time with me. So, for a forewarning, for this season, I've been going in order, chapter by chapter, of the Tao Te Ching. And it's nice for those who are well organized and like to follow a straight path. But as you know in life, the path is never straight. I'm probably going to have you read and reflect on the Tao Te Ching yourself for some chapters. I plan to move around a bit through the Tao Te Ching. This gives you the opportunity to read a version or a translation and ponder it. There are many good versions out there, and some include commentary. I have many favorite versions: the Feng and English version, Derek Lin, Stephen Mitchell, and Oliver Benjamin. My goal is to continue to explore some themes of Taoism, including insight, non-resistance, flexibility, mindfulness, harmony, and of course the three pillars of Taoism, which are compassion, moderation, and humility. Today we're going to discuss humility. I will be reading from an anonymous version of the Tao Te Ching for chapters 7, 8, and 13. Chapter 7. The universe is everlasting. Why is it everlasting? It's because it doesn't exist for itself. Therefore, it endures. Likewise, when the sage puts himself or herself as the last, he or she is the greatest. Get over yourself and free yourself from expectations. If you do this, disappointments will not scar you. Chapter 8. The way to be is to be like water. It benefits all things and competes with nothing. It is content with the places that others despise. It flows and takes the shape of its container. The master values simplicity. Around others, be flexible. When you are needed to, be reliable. In leading, be calm. Seek peace and lead by example. In what he does, he is competent. Do what needs to be done. Be present for others, especially the ones that you care about, and by not resisting against the Tao, your path will be manageable. Chapter 13. Accept defeat willingly. Accept tragedy as part of living. What does it mean to accept defeat willingly? It means that you're not special. You are not immune to defeat. Do not be overly concerned with success or failure. That is what it means to accept defeat willingly. What does it mean to accept tragedy as part of living? Tragedy is part of being human. If we didn't live our lives, we wouldn't face tragedy. Humbly surrender to what is, and care for those people and things around you as you would yourself. And you will then be trusted with great responsibility. During Season 1, Episode 15, I talked about being like water. How valuable is water? How powerful is water? How flexible is water? How humble is water? Water is this perfect analogy of the Tao. It can be hot or cold. It can change form. So what's the bottom line here? Well, be humble. Don't boast, brag, or put yourself first. Notice that Lao Tzu tells us to put ourselves last, and the last or the least shall be first. So those of you with a Christian background may notice there's a parallel teaching here, as Jesus said the same thing when asked, "Who is the greatest among them?" Now, this path of humility is not easy. Lao Tzu tells us in the long run we're going to benefit. Yet I have noticed and talked about how those who boast, brag, and put themselves first may be more likely to get ahead in the business world. So you have to know that if you follow this teaching, there are going to be some challenges. There are also elements here of not being too pushy, not coercing others to your will. That is part of the Taoist version of humility. Not to be a micromanager, not to be resistant, but to be flexible. Finally, we see elements of compassion here. We all suffer. We all make mistakes. We sometimes place ourselves above or maybe even below other people. But we all do wrong sometimes. We all suffer. Your challenge is to figure out how you can be more humble, more flexible, less resistant, more compassionate, and more resilient. So how much time do you spend being angry at others? How much of your day do you spend being angry at yourself? How long are you going to let your brain consume you with moments not being fully engaged in the present? And that's something you can ask your mind. It's part of mindfulness. Next time you're ruminating in worry or you're angry, ask your mind, say, how long am I going to spend wasting my day doing this when I could be doing things that demonstrate my care for others and spending more time on what really matters? Plus, it's not healthy to spend too much time wallowing around in your thoughts and in negative emotions. Until next time, see if you can go about giving without taking, or at least on one occasion this week. See if you can humbly own a mistake without being defensive. And while you're at it, forgive yourself. You're an imperfect human, and that's okay. Now let's take a short break. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Be sure and purchase my book, Accepting Life on Life's Terms, Taoist Psychology for Today's Uncertain Times. Look for the book wherever you buy books, available in written and digital format. Don't forget to subscribe to my show in your podcast player app or to the RSS feed. You can find my email address, contact information, a disclaimer, and more information in the show notes, so please check those out. Hey, that's all for today's show. I will see you next time. May peace and love be with you. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Have a good day. This podcast is a Coach CMC production.